Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, if the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice, rather I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. I do consults for people in past with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on your history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. in standard time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence. The common sense you were all given by your creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself. For we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The numbers to call are listed on the BBSRadio.com website, Station 2, and include the following. Toll-free U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. You can also use Skype at BBS Radio or PalTalk at BBSRadio_com. Every week I will answer the question, what's healing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet, for awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction causing all autoimmune diseases and cancer. Together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. It is time for everyone with a conscience to realize that if you don't stand up for the truth, you will fall for any lies. I can only show you the door, how far you have to walk through it. The question is, how far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? Do not be afraid, for the truth shall set us free. And as the weak-willed puppets of darkness are being made visible to the public eye through shows such as this, the once feeble calls for cease and desist are becoming the roaring outcry, which will bring about the evolution of consciousness necessary to change everything. The next step in human evolution is to take responsibility for our lives and those in our care, to live in a secret way, to do unto others on our earth as we would want done to ourselves. So please spread the word about these broadcasts, and remember, we are not only responsible for what we do, but also for what we don't do, as Voltaire said. And as Einstein said, the world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. On tonight's show, we will answer the question, what's ailing America, secret assassins in food? And we have, for the third week in a row, our special guest, Dr. True Ott. Dr. Ott received his Bachelor's of Arts degree from Southern Utah University in Cedar City, Utah, in 1982. And went on to receive his Doctor of Philosophy in the field of nutrition through the American College in Washington, D.C. in 1994. His dissertation and research followed the groundbreaking work of Linus Pauling and asserted via independent research that each mineral on the periodic table of the elements in its pure hexagonal of crystalline form resonates a specific Hertz resonant frequency based on its atomic weight and unique electron configuration. Dr. Ott then measured and graphed the individual resonant frequencies inherent in vitamin enzyme structures and independently verified that 23 minerals are the base raw materials of nutrition. and are vitally important in keeping the human cells in a state of balance or homeostatic health. Dr. Ott has been counseling and lecturing on this most basic form of prime nutrition for over 15 years and has interned with chiropractors for 5 years. His independent research also verified the importance of free electrons in nutritional, water-soluble mineral supplements, as well as ultra-pure drinking water and oxygen molecules. His website is www.meminerals, that stands for MotherEarthMinerals.com. And as I've mentioned on the last show and the show before that as well, his excellent DVD, Trial of the Century, I suggest all of you order that DVD because that gives the history of medicine. So I'm going to bring Dr. Ott now to discuss his wonderful book. And Seth, I hope you can call, hear me. I'm going to put my phone on speakerphone because there are some other people here that want to hear the show. So let me know if it's still going to be broadcasting okay if you would do that. Hold on 1 second. Okay, are you there, Dr. Ott?
Yes, actually, that sounds even a little bit better, Dr. Carley. Yeah, my pleasure to be with you tonight. Hello?
Okay, sorry, I had something. I'm on the road, and I just arrived where I was going, like 5 minutes before the show started, so I'm a little disorganized. But anyway, if you could just tell the listeners what got you interested in the subject of MSG, aspartame, and all the other poisons they're putting in our food.
Well, yeah, it's quite an interesting story and actual journey, Dr. Carley. I'm happy to give the basic background of it. As I think I told you once before, I helped, well, I actually was the host of a two-hour alternative health radio show in a place called St. George, Utah. We had a Saturday morning show that went from about 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning. And it, during the first hour of the show, from 7 to 8, it actually was picked up in the Southern California markets. And one gentleman called in and asked if he could drop some information by to me as he was traveling somewhere up north. I believe it was Salt Lake City. And he said, you must see this information. Well, as it turned out, this gentleman was at one time a lab technician for a pharmaceutical company called AHP, which means American Home Products. And those of you that this is going to kind of date me a little bit, but this was pretty much in about the first year or so of the FenFen weight loss drug treatment. Okay. And I had been quite vociferous and vocal in warning the listeners on my radio show there really is no silver bullet for weight loss, especially a pharmaceutical drug that that is based on basically speed, a barbiturate, that actually can increase the metabolism of the body, increase the heart rate. And that's the mechanism in which the FenFen, the phenobarbital, would really cause the weight loss. It just seemed like an absolute dangerous way to lose weight while you slept. But so many people, especially ladies that I knew, were just enthralled with it. And if it's approved by the FDA, it's got to be safe, right? Well, this gentleman was saying, he said, I've called in to a number of talk radio shows with my information. I've been given absolutely the cold shoulder. I've had press conferences. I think I have some extremely newsworthy items that you must know. Well, this gentleman did indeed have that. As the lab technician for American Home Products, or one of the key lab technicians, he was responsible for testing the FenFen product on lab animals, specifically the lab mice, the lab rats, and to some extent the guinea pigs there. And what he had to share with me was stunning, because he showed me that what I was telling on the air, again, from common sense, from just call it intuition or whatever, but he said, what you're saying is absolutely right. Do you realize that in our lab tests, we absolutely have shown that there is permanent heart valve damage on our test subjects? I was stunned. How in the world could this possibly be passed or okayed by the FDA given these lab results? Well,
I just want to highlight that for the audience, that these lab tests were done before the drug was approved. In other words, they knew very well that fenfen was going to cause cardiac valve damage, correct?
That's right. And so when I got the information, I set about doing the best I could to quantify and verify that he was, in fact, telling the truth, and I did so. And really, that, I like to say, that's kind of what started the ball rolling down, you know, little patch of snow, if you will, being knocked down the hill, causing an avalanche. And before long, many people jumped on the bandwagon in radio talk shows. And within about a year, there was a class action lawsuit started against American Home Products for that very reason. Many, many, many people have experiencing irreversible heart valve damage. Now, here's the key thing that came out of that. How do you create, in this lab setting, how do you create an obese rodent, all right? How does a lab technician create a 50 to 60% overweight mouse or rat, as the case may be? Well, that's a good question. You see, mice and rats typically have a cellular structure in their adipose fat cells where they can eat and eat and eat, and absolutely their metabolism speeds up, their heart rate speeds up, and what they do is just excrete more of little droppings all over, okay? They really don't gain weight because nature provides that. If they were to get into a grain bin, through a little small crack in the wall, and eat their weight in grain, as they often do, if they became too fat, too obese to get back out, they could die of thirst. They couldn't get back to their water. So they really don't get fat by nature. You have to artificially make that happen. And so what the formula was, a certain milligram per kilogram of the mice or mouse or rat's body weight would be injected. A certain substance would be injected under the skin intravenously into the mice or the rat, causing their weight gain to balloon. Well, this substance, folks, was monosodium glutamate, a.k.a. MSG, a.k.a. also known as a free glutamate structure. Wow, I was stunned, and I just couldn't. I said, my gosh, I never stopped to realize. Here is this major pharmaceutical company creating a drug that would be issued only by physician's prescription to cause people to lose weight when the main factor for their weight gain was, just like the lab rats and mice, too much, a certain amount of monosodium glutamate, MSG, into their bloodstream per kilogram of their body weight. And so I went around and I calculated out just how much MSG was needed in these rats and mice to create this obesity problem. And then I went out and checked the average person's diet. Now, my PhD is in the field of nutrition, so I went out and did some absolute fact gathering. And you know what? The average American diet has about 20% more MSG and or free glutamate structures than the lab rats had, and which caused them to be overweight and obese. Well, hello. That's the story that needs to be told to America. And so I began to write and compile the information, and that is the result. And the result of that is the book, Secret Assassins in Food.
Okay, I would like to just interject something, because just so that you know, the way that doctors are lied to, because I did research for years, and we were told that there was a genetically engineered rat that had been developed that was an obese rat, and that was what they were supposedly studying in the field of obesity, whenever they wanted, you know, a fat rat, they would use this genetically engineered
rat.
That's
such an obvious lie for one reason, because how can you have a quantitative objective test on a substance if you have a genetically altered test subject? Okay.
Exactly. So it's just, that's why I'm pointing it out. It's just but yet another lie, and you see, that's why it's so important for this information to get in some hands of some white coats like myself. I can tell you that when I hear these things, you know, it's making me a little bit angry to know about how many things we're being lied to. A lot of these problems affect doctors and their families as well, and once enough of them realize how corrupt this is, they have to get a little bit activated and realize how insane this is. And, of course, this is extremely evil that they would be putting this MSG in the food and making the people gain weight, and then the same company developing a drug which they know destroys heart cells to cause you to lose weight. Talk about a lose-lose situation.
Well, it's actually worse than that, Dr. Carly. It's a lose-lose-lose. Let me tell you why. The information this gentleman brought to me was really stunning to me, and what really made me angry, first of all, as a husband and father, is that they understood, they had actuarial tables planted that would match the ratios of the mice and rats that had heart valve disease, and actually built that into the profit margins of their product. Now, that's beyond corrupt.
That's beyond evil. That's evil. In other words, they knew that certain people were going to develop this heart valve problem and sue them, so it's an actuarial table of how much they're going to spend in lawsuits versus how much profit.
Absolutely. They budgeted for the problem. I just cannot imagine. You know, humans are human. We all make mistakes. Heaven knows I've made mistakes. I'm sure you have, too. But, you know, if they're honest mistakes, we apologize, we say we're sorry, we pay for the damages, and we move on. I would think that's the way people with honor and integrity operate. But when you do it knowing and put people's lives at risk knowingly, there is no excuse for that. That's criminal. It should be prosecuted. And, you know, the rest of the story is, of course, the FenFen lawsuits began to gain speed and momentum. It actually got to be a little bit more than they had projected, because more and more people were jumping on, thanks to the some very aggressive attorneys, by the way. And so what happened, American Home Products did very well, recruited our current president just shortly after he took office, by the way, and stopped the lawsuits cold. Legislation signed and protected by President Bush stopped it cold. They were able to restructure, reorganize. Now American Home Products is no longer AHP. It's now known as Wyeth Laboratories. Yes, Wyeth Laboratories, the same people that's bringing us the wonderful flu vaccines, my dear.
Okay, as you can imagine, you're getting me very excited here because... I was on an airplane all day today, and I was reading this book, and it just amazes me. I cannot highly enough recommend this book to all of you listeners, Secret Assassins in Food, The Ninjas of Taste by True Odd PhD. Just a couple of things I want to mention that I read about in the book. First of all, for all the listeners to know that the Fatal Drug Administration has deemed MSG a natural and organic substance, and it can be added to food in any quantity without regulation. Another shocker that I learned from reading your book is that MSG-free, when people go to a restaurant or a store, whatever, they particularly say, I want MSG food, they can be given a food with 78% or less of glutamic acid, which is MSG, 78%, and that can still be called MSG-free, correct?
That's correct, and see, that's really important to understand. Many Americans now are awake to the dangers of MSG. So they look in the label of the processed food, and they see no MSG or monosodium glutamate, and they throw it into their shopping cart. Now, by ruling by the FDA, if there is less than 78% free glutamic acid in the substance, it does not have to be called MSG. But so they have a whole list of other ingredients that that are loaded with free glutamates but are not labeled MSG. You got to get the book to understand this. It's very complex, really. But there's a list of all these other other names for MSG. It's just hidden. It's camouflaged. Now, when you understand that and you go and have a list of the top six offending agents, okay, and you go and find out that many, many entrees, many, many processed foods for sale in the market have as much as 3, 4, or 5 of these other ingredients. When you combine them, it's much worse than just having one shot of MSG.
Right, because as long as there are different types of MSG, then they can have 78%, for example, hydrolyzed protein. So you can have 78% of hydrolyzed protein, 78% of another name for it, etc. And if you add it up, and it's almost pure glutamic acid, but it's MSG free because it has less than 79% of any one brand, correct?
Exactly. It's just a matter of semantics, folks. And you have to understand these, and you have to be able to make wise decisions. Now, again, why is this so important to understand? It's not just your obesity, folks. It's not just the weight gain. And I'm sure that everybody listening tonight on the air will agree, America is in an obesity epidemic. But it's not just that. This report shows that I had from this gentleman actually shows long-term brain implications, brain damage to these rodents. They couldn't perform the normal healthy rat or mice tests in the mazes. And more importantly, the second and third generations of these MSG obesity-induced rats, the second and third generations were totally lost. This affects our kids and our grandkids in a major way.
Yes, and actually I have to say, when I read the description of how this MSG got started by this scientist in Japan, and that it goes back to World War II, why the Japanese soldiers had much more delicious food, because I want to bring out the aspect of that it also makes food addictive because of the flavoring that it does to the food, how it actually corrupts the taste buds. But as you described in the book how the MSG is made, that they actually have genetically engineered bacteria that they take and they put this different protein types into this vat, and these genetically engineered bacteria ferment the protein in seaweed and things such as that. So the glutamic acid is basically the waste product of the bacteria, correct?
That's got it. You got it. And again, by any definition of the term drug, that would surely qualify. It is not naturally occurring. It is basically basic chemistry to make it occur. Why is this drug being allowed to be added into our food supply in such massive, massive amounts? Okay, it ought to be a very, very important topic in any election year, especially this year. But you know what? It's been hidden. You really can't make legislation for this because there is literally so many products that this affects. And again, the bottom line is, how will it affect the food manufacturers' profit lines? Of course, it would devastate them. So again, you just have to be aware of it.
Well, also, of course, there's the aspect of Air Bush making these lawsuits stop. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, I thought the judicial branch was supposed to be separate from the executive branch. Why doesn't the executive branch keep his hands in his own pockets? Why is he getting involved in stopping these lawsuits? Vaccine manufacturers that try to go after the people that put mercury in, even though I've talked a million times, mercury doesn't cause autism, but it is a toxic poison. It has no business to be in vaccinations. And, of course, Daddy Bush sits on the board of Eli Lilly, which makes thimerosal. So I'm sure that has something to do with the fact that he's involved in these things. But one thing that just outraged me in your book that I read is how they're putting these excitotoxins like MSG and aspartame in vaccines. Now, Dr. Ott, what's up with that? We don't eat vaccines. I don't care if my MMR shot tastes delicious. What is the excuse for putting these things in vaccines other than to further the destruction of the brain? Because this book was so important for me to get a hold of. You see, I've been discussing demyelination for years, but as I always say, it's the big picture. But from reading your book, I am convinced that even though the mercury does cause damage to nerves and it is involved in behavioral changes, but I think it's these excitotoxins that they're feeding the children and putting in the vaccines, which are actually accelerating the demyelination caused by the vaccinations. And that's why so many children are becoming brain damaged. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I knew you would find that, Dr. Carley. I knew you would. Hey, I would refer the listeners tonight to Dr. Russell Blaylock's incredible book called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Dr. Blaylock's board-certified neurosurgeon and an absolutely brilliant gentleman. Let me just tell you a few things. He has found that there's a point of saturization when MSG enters the bloodstream straight, and it gets to be about 0.5 milligrams entering the bloodstream directly. This is what puts the human organism, the brain, at a very, very high risk. 0.5 mg, folks. Well, that's exactly the amount that's put into these immunizations, 0.5 mg. Do you realize that, Dr. Carley? Is that coincidence?
Wait a minute. Now my blood pressure is really starting to go up. Now, I have Dr. Blaylock's book. I went through it briefly many years ago. I don't remember seeing that. I'm going to have to go back in there. What is the reason? What is the reason they're giving to put MSG in vaccines, for God's sake?
Well, but before I went to press on my book in 2004, I wrote the Big Five Pharmas, primarily the Wyeth Laboratories from their circulars, okay, when I found out and quantified that there was that amount of MSG, I wanted to know, is it a preservative? What is it an adjuvant? What exactly is the reason? I'm asking as a biochemist. I received no response. So I'm left to conjecture. I can't answer for the manufacturers. I can only think that maybe there is something going on to dumb down America for some reason, and that's what I don't want to sound conspiratorial. I don't want to sound like this is, you know, a concerted effort. But you know what? In the scientific model, without a pure knowledge of the truth, and the only people who know the truth are those behind those closed doors, right? You have to conjecture and understand, try to figure out why yourself. You're right. There is no reason why we're not eating this vaccine. It's not making it palatable and taste good to us to make us addicted to it. What could be the other possible reason? I just referred back to what Dr. Blaylock said. It does affect brainstem and brain cell structure, especially the frontal lobes of the brain.
Okay, I also have to comment because I'm laughing here. You're so shy about using that conspiracy word. You see, it's scientifically obvious that if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck, okay? And if there's no reason to put it in there, you see, I know how these minions work. It's just like the ingredient fluoride, which is also a drug, which also basically causes a chemical lobotomy. It's amazing any of us can think when you realize all the things that they're doing intentionally. It's obviously a conspiracy, and there's no theory. This is reality, folks. But you see, if there's no reason that they're putting it in there, then they can call it an inert ingredient, because that's one thing I did not learn about in medical school, that vaccines had MSG. You know, there might have been a few of us with a spark of consciousness left that would have perked up and said, what's that about, you know? So as far as I know, that's not in the labels of any of the vaccines that I know about. I'm going to have to go check on that again. But I want all of you to ask your pediatricians next time you go about this fact. Why is monosodium glutamate in vaccines, especially when so many people know that they react to it? And that's another aspect that I wanted to discuss with you. They put things in vaccines to make you immune to them. So if they're putting MSG in a vaccine in a form that the body can't metabolize readily, because some people may not be able to break this down properly, then that's going to be, you're going to develop an allergy to that, basically, it would seem to me, that you're going to become an antibody producer against it. And do you think that maybe that's the reason that so many people have MSG allergies? Because there's a lot of people, it's like a peanut situation. There's people that can eat a peanut and end up in anaphylactic shock. And I have heard of people that, you know, go into a store and have food that they are specifically told does not have MSG, and it obviously does, and they actually stop breathing. So don't you think that that could be part of the reason because of the injections with the MSG?
Well, it's definitely a part of it, but you also need to look at the big culprit is those annual flu shots, all right? Especially the amount put in by Wyeth Laboratories and their nasal flu vaccine, okay? You can pull the circular on that, I believe, right at Wyeth Laboratories' website and see the MSG amount in the nasal spray, okay, the flu mist, whatever it's called. It's amazing to me that here our seniors are the ones that really go out and get the flu shots, and yet each and every year we get more and more Alzheimer's patients diagnosed. We get more and more of these seniors unable to function without going into a rest home. And I'm telling you, there's a direct link to the yearly flu shots.
I totally agree with you. Not to mention that the flu mist is one of the flu vaccines that has a live virus. And it also has mercury in it. That's one of the vaccines that's admitted to have mercury. And Alzheimer's is definitely involved with heavy metal intoxication, including aluminum, which is also in the vaccines as an adjuvant. So it's just truly amazing. It's like there's nothing worse they could possibly do for these elderly people than take all these different neurological poisons and put them, mix them in a stew, a witch's brew, with a live flu virus. And it still amazes me. I oftentimes go to these people, you know, they're giving vaccine clinics in your local grocery store and even drive-through clinics at pharmacies. There's all kinds of crazy things going on. And I will ask people, I will say, now let me get this straight. You don't want to get the flu because the flu's bad, and you're afraid that your grandson's going to sneeze on you. So you're going to the white coat and having him shoot it up your nose. How does that work? And they always say, well, that's what my doctor told me to do. But it just goes to show you there's no common sense left.
And again, I just need to reemphasize with that, Wyeth Laboratories, the manufacturer of that flu mist, is the very same American Home Products that brought us Fen-Phen. You got to understand that, folks. You know, speaking of nursing homes, you know, one of the mainstays in most elderly senior citizens, even Meals on Wheels, is that wonderful soup kitchen, right? There's always a bowl of soup available for these elderly people if they don't want to have a regular sit-down meal. They can go grab a nice little cup of bowl of soup. Soup is the worst offender with MSG. It is absolutely the most dangerous part of this whole equation because it's hot, it's warm, it's in a broth type of form, and the more soup you eat, the quicker that MSG goes right into the bloodstream. Do you realize that?
Yeah.
Golly, we wonder why so many of these seniors just can't function. It's absolutely sad and criminal.
Well, I give you that one. I hadn't even considered that. That's very true because especially when it's warm like that and it's being volatile, it's breaking down, you're breathing it in, you're smelling it. Oh, that soup smells delicious. You can see how they're just basically, they're killing these elderly people because once they get them in the nursing home, it's mandatory that they get the flu shot and the pneumonia shot every year to stay in the nursing home. Then once they start to get their Alzheimer's symptoms, then they put them on vitamin H, which is Haldol. We used to actually call Haldol vitamin H when I was a doctor. I'm still a doctor, but when I was one of them. Because we put the old people on it to basically quiet them down. It's a antipsychotic. And all of these other psychiatric drugs, which are just killers. And it's no surprise that once they enter through those hallowed doors of the nursing home, they end up going downhill very fast. And then once they get to a certain point, of course, they turn on the morphine, And that's another whole story. But it's truly amazing.
You know, there's also a central supply center for our prisons, where they, you know, most prison diets are purchased from a central government-based agency. Do you realize also that same with the school lunches that are feeding our kids, these school lunches are just loaded with this free glutamate substances, the MSG structures. Just look at the average school lunch program. What's that?
You mentioned in the book about how all of the different fast food companies are bonding with the schools, and, I mean, we can even see that. That's quite obvious. But that they're basically talking the schools into letting them bring these fast foods right into the schools, where they can combine with the vaccines that they're being given and the fluoride that they're putting on their teeth and drinking in the water and everything else that they're doing, the diet sodas that they're drinking there. And
yeah.
I also want to mention, you also talk in your book about how MSG is also accompanied by mono and dichloropropanolols, which are known carcinogens, and heterocyclic amines, which are also highly carcinogenic. So it's not just a matter of, you know, all the things that we're discussing, which is bad enough, but it's also now we're entering into the cancer realm.
Yes. You know, it's just a miracle and a marvel, like you said earlier, Dr. Carley, how resilient the human body truly is. I'm sure that the grisly harvest, as I call it, would be much, much worse if the human body wasn't such an incredible miracle. You know, the aspartame structure, that's another incredible problem getting throughout. Anything, folks, that's basically sugar-free is typically sweetened with NutraSweet, especially the diet products out there, zero fat, zero calories or low-cal, you know, just read the label, this aspartame NutraSweet. You talk about a terrible, terrible drug that was absolutely originally being marketed by Cyril Pharmaceuticals as a drug, but it absolutely flunked the toxicity tests. The president and CEO at that time of Cyril Pharmaceuticals was one Donald Rumsfeld, our wonderful Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld. And he absolutely said, well, we're not going to let this go because, you know what, this white substance, while we can't pass it off as a drug per se, you know what, this is an amazingly powerful, sweet substance. We can use this as a sugar alternative. You know, and so he applied for it with the FDA as a sugar substitute and was absolutely flatly refused until our wonderful President Reagan came on board and Rumsfeld came in. Somehow, Reagan fired the heads of the FDA at that time. They refused the approval of aspartame, and the new director of the FDA suddenly just sailed it right through, and Donald Rumsfeld was smiling from ear to ear and made a big, huge profit on this substance. Folks, that's the history in a nutshell of aspartame, the drug. Whenever you drink a Diet Coke full of this drug, you're just asking for long-term trouble. If you're going to drink a soft drink, folks, drink a regular Coke or just anything but a diet drink, please.
And I want to just mention that I have interviewed Betty Martini a few months ago. She's in the archives, the show that we did on aspartame. One of the best documentaries I've ever seen on aspartame is called Sweet Misery. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but the listeners can order that from the www.doorway.com. That's D-O-R-W-A-Y, 1-O in doorway.com. Unbelievable history of aspartame and Donald Rumsfeld's involvement. And isn't it funny, I guess it's kind of universal judgment, how good old Ronnie ended up getting Alzheimer's disease.
Well, you know, he got a lot of free Jelly Bellies that were sugar-free, okay? We won't go any more than that.
Right. And I also just want to mention, as you're talking about the diet soda, because I have a very good friend that's addicted to diet soda, and it's unbelievable, and she's even seen Sweet Misery, and she knows how bad it is, and she can't stop drinking it. It's truly amazing. And not only does it have the aspartame in it, but we've got the fluoride in there as well, because almost all these beverages are made with fluoride, and then on top of that, they are put in aluminum cans. So
yes,
you couldn't design a more toxic substance to be giving growing brains than diet soda. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And also, I should mention, aspartame has been shown at the roughly 98.6 degrees. Does that ring any bell, that absolute temperature? It actually metastasizes into formaldehyde. Now, there's a small amount of that happening, but it's a cumulative thing, folks. After you drink gallons and gallons and gallons of it over years and years, it just absolutely pickles your brain cells.
Well, I guess they're basically just saving the Undertaker some money. He won't have to use as much once you finally do. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello. Dr. Ott, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I have heard quite a bit of buzz about the reasons, another food program that I haven't heard people discussing too much on the air, and that has to do with the prevalence, the actual epidemic now among black people of hypertension and diabetes. And what I have heard, you know, through kind of an underground source, is that there have been chemicals leaked into the food that bond particularly with melanin. And as we know, African American black people have more melanin in their skin, and that the reason that so many black people in our country now have hypertension and diabetes is this is another food program. This is another killing food program. Do you have any information about that?
I don't have any empirical information. I can give you my opinion. And again, going back to some of the work of Blaylock and others, there is this does need further study. Blaylock's area is really the neurological arena. Okay, as a brain surgeon, but I can tell you that the pancreatic enzyme structures are most definitely affected by not only aspartame, but to a larger degree, the free glutamate structures. And as these enzymes are affected over time, it will surely affect the ability of the pancreas to synthesize and produce insulin. So I would say if based on a race predisposition to that in the first place, absolutely, it's a causative factor. Again, that's primarily opinion. There's not a lot of empirical data at this point that I know of personally to prove that. But again, just looking at what we do know about the neural structure, the brainstem structure, and then the possibility of the metastasis and the problems and the enzymes in the pancreas, boy, I would definitely, if I was an African American, eliminate that from my diet as much as possible.
So you yes, thank you, Paul. That was an excellent question, and I want to just say that one of the things they always do, they always advise diabetic patients to do, is to drink diet soda. That's part of their protocol, basically, and that's
yes,
making the diabetes worse. Yes.
Well, there's a reason for that, too, and you'll get to that part in the book, Dr. Carley, but the manufacturers of aspartame, Searle and Company, absolutely paid large sums of money to the American Diabetic Association for that endorsement, by the way. Isn't that just tragic?
It's so evil. That's why people can't even comprehend evil like this. When we realize that we have these alphabet agencies that we're paying for, and this is what they're doing, they're taking money from drug companies that are producing killer drugs and food additives and actually promoting it. You can't even believe this stuff goes on if you've got a conscience. But, of course, while they're doing this, they're telling us that our supplements have to be monitored more closely. When I was on the plane today, I was reading an article in the USA Today I couldn't believe it, all the different things they're telling people. Oh, watch out for that herb. It may interact with your medication. You know, trying to scare people away from doing natural things. While all of the drugs that they're taking are toxic poisons. And they're always also saying that, well, these supplements haven't been tested. Well, yeah, the drugs have all been tested, just like you said with Fen-Phen. They saw that it caused the rats to get cardiac anomalies, and they sent it through anyway. They just budgeted more money in their budget for the, you know, lawsuits down the line. That's how it works.
Yes. Well, you know, it's so multifaceted, and the central theme throughout the book, if you haven't caught it yet, Dr. Carley, is simply the truism, as I call it. Big business buries the truth. In the case of these three toxins we're talking about, including sodium fluoride, this could never be more absolutely closer to the truth. Big business has many, many millions of dollars of reasons why they want to keep the truth buried and hidden. The book is available, either online at www.meminerals.com, or you can just call our toll-free line and be happy to send you out copies. And we even have people, by the way, buying these by the caseload. It's really important. Let me just parenthetically tell you a little story. Back in 2005.
Wait. First, can you give, because I don't have it with me tonight, if you can please give that toll-free line again, because I also want everyone to order the DVD, Trial of the Century, because when you put that DVD that talks about the history of medicine along with this book, you obviously see that the people in charge do not have our best interests at heart, and there is a conspiracy. There's no way there can't be, because they're doing it right in plain sight. They're hiding it right in plain sight. So please do give us that toll-free number.
Yes, Dr. Carley, it's 866-989-9876. Pretty easy number to remember, 866-989-9876. Just tell the person that answers the phone you heard us on the radio and you'd like love the Secret Assassins in Food and the Trial of the Century DVD. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give that, if you get both of those, we'll give you the book free. We'll definitely give you the book for free.
Excellent.
How's that for a Dr. Carley special?
That's excellent, because it's so important for this information to get out there. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to be speaking in front of probably about 100 chiropractic students, so I'm going to definitely mention that. So I'm sure you can expect some orders. But you were going to tell us some kind of a little story there before I asked you to give the toll-free number?
Yes, we actually had a national symposium on juvenile obesity here in Salt Lake City, Utah. And it was well publicized that all of these healthcare professionals from all over the nation and even other parts of the world were convening here to discuss the problems of juvenile onset diabetes and also, but primarily, the obesity epidemic. And so I found out who was promoting the conference, and so I called them up and actually sent them free copies of my book plus files of the documentation that really wasn't included in the book, and asked them if I could possibly address the conference for at least a half hour to show them my findings. I was completely and totally ignored without even the courtesy of a return phone call. They said they would get back in touch with me. They would this or would that. And so I was basically barred from attending. You couldn't just go in as a public and listen. These were closed-door symposiums, okay, only by specific credentials we were allowed to enter. And so the news media was telling everybody, look, these esteemed great minds are meeting to discuss how to solve the problem of juvenile obesity and the weight gain problems. And so we all were just waiting to see what would come out of these closed-door meetings. I was so amazed and shocked by the wonderful findings that they came up with. Would you like to hear what they came up with? The reason for the reason for obese juveniles, Dr. Carley, according to these incredible 3 days of symposium, is simply, hey, there's too many TVs in children's rooms. Parents, get the TV and Nintendo games out of your kids' room. That was it. I could not believe it.
Right. Well, you know that you gave them something to discuss for the conference, because I guarantee you that they spent most of their time saying, uh-oh, this Dr. Ott has figured out what we're doing here, and we got to come up with some kind of a twist and spin on that. Just like when the CDC gets together to talk about autoimmune disease and cancer, and they have to figure out some way to untwist my stuff. Because the good news is that there are people out there figuring these things out, folks. And what I encourage you to do is to get a copy of Dr. Ott's book and read it and realize what these schools are doing, what they're involved in. I mean, why any parent would take their child to a public school now is beyond me. Between the Pepsi and the junk food that they're getting fed there and the inoculations they have to get pumped up with to go there, and the pesticides that are being sprayed monthly in the schools to keep the bugs out, I could go on and on. These places are basically just halls of death. And
don't forget the sodium fluoride capsules.
Yeah, the sodium fluoride capsules, right? I forgot a poison. Yeah, right. We got to keep teeth healthy and strong, right? Well, all I can say is this has been an outstanding show, Dr. Ott. I really do take my hat off to you for all the things you've researched. You really opened up my eyes about the Secret Assassins book. I have to tell you that I actually like this book better than Dr. Blaylock's book. His book is very good, but you have a way of telling a story, and it makes it very interesting. And although I have both books, like I said, I really recommend people to get this book, maybe to start with before you read Dr. Blaylock's book, because it's a white coat. Sometimes he gets a little technical.
Yeah, Dr. Blaylock is brilliant. But it's not an easy read. I wanted this to go out to every mom and pop, and let's face it, Dr. Carley, whenever you've been on MSG for so long, it's hard to comprehend technical language. Does that sound demeaning and that? But it's just true. You know, you got to have it basically on a fifth grade level for having to be understood. And so I really worked hard to get it simplified and easy to understand.
And you did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
So we're actually out of time. The time goes so fast. I want to thank you so much for being on the show again. And listeners, just remember that Dr. Ott was on my show 2 weeks ago. We did a show about the history of medicine where he brought in the true causes for the war. Those shows are outstanding. And last week we went into the good news about nutrition, but we got a little distracted with drugs that have opium and stuff. And actually, we were going to get into bird food tonight, too, but we just didn't have time. Maybe we can do another show once you get back from your trip. Give me a call and let me know when you're back, because I know you wanted to do a show about bird flu, and I got a few things to say about the bird flu myself.
Absolutely. We'd love to do that. Absolutely. Hey, be safe in your travels, Dr. Carley. It's a privilege and pleasure for me to be your guest tonight, and Godspeed and bless you.
Same to you. Good night.
Good night.